Please welcome a member of an American band who the English have taken to their hearts with 2 million plus selling albums and 3 Brit Awards under their belts. They're back with their first material for 3 years. Has it really been that long? From the Scissor Sisters, it's Animatronic. Hello.
Hello.
How are we?
I'm very well and very happy to be back in England.
Now, firstly, if news in the press is to be believed, can I congratulate you on a big thing that's recently happened in your personal life?
You may.
Congratulations on your recent marriage in that case.
Thank you. I am now no longer Ms. Matronic. I am Mrs. Curbtronic. We're going to put our names together instead of me taking one or the other.
Briefly on that, good day, I would imagine.
Very, very good day. It was kind of a spontaneous decision. We have been together for 7 years and we just woke up one morning and say, hey, let's get hitched. Let's celebrate our 7 year itch by going down to City Hall and scratching it.
Like all great stories, it wasn't instant success. It took a lot of hard work. But what was the moment you really felt the Scissor Sisters actually arrived as a band?
That would be 2004 Glastonbury, when our album first went number one. We had an amazing show at Glastonbury, and it really, we had never played to a crowd that size before. And having that effect and seeing just all those thousands and thousands of people just go mental as they did, it was so overwhelming. And then to go away, have a great weekend. We had an amazing weekend that weekend. We spent all weekend at the festival. And then when the midweek charts came out the next week, we were number one. And they said, oh, your record's going to go number one. And I just thought it was so crazy because it had been out for 6 months. And then it really was that performance and the broadcast of it on TV that really shot us up into the stratosphere.